USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with his cabinet members ahead of a briefing with top congressional leaders regarding the partial government shutdown and a resolution to the shutdown. As he prepares to take office, incoming Utah Senator-elect Mitt Romney is questioning President Trump. He wrote an op-ed questioning President Trump's character, to which Republican Senator-elect Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News, "We all need to be in this together.
How do I help this president, this administration, and my colleagues do the best to make certain we hand freedom on free, prosperous, and vital to the next generation?"
Amazon employees at fulfillment center warehouses across the country are making a push to form a union. That movement began in New York City. And legendary wrestling announcer Mean Gene Okerlund died at the age of 76. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A police chase in Milwaukee, Wisconsin ends in tragedy, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A toddler and two adults are dead after their vehicle crashed into a Milwaukee river during a police chase on Monday night. Divers yesterday found the bodies of a 2-year-old girl and a 29-year-old man after the car was recovered from the river. They say the vehicle had been involved in several armed robberies. The toddler's 19-year-old mother died Monday night after the car careened into the river during the police chase. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene at the time, but divers searched and couldn't find the other occupants of the car until yesterday.
A popular weather app built by the Chinese has been accused of collecting an unusual amount of data from smartphones around the world and attempting to subscribe some users to paid services without permission. That's according to security firms. The free app called Weather Forecast collects users' geographic locations, email addresses, and other things as well. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new year brings new scientific discoveries, as USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
A NASA spacecraft has made a New Year's Day flyby of an asteroid which is 4 billion miles from Earth.
We are ready for Ultima Thule science transmission, science to help us understand the origins of our solar system.
That's it.
Space expert Bill Harwood says scientists hope to get a glimpse back in time.
They're hoping by studying this object, the one that New Horizons just flew past, they're going to gain some valuable clues about the nature of the raw materials, the building blocks that went into the construction of the solar system 4.6 billion years ago.
While it's not always a good idea to Google your health symptoms, Google can be a good source of knowledge if you have questions on health. What is ALS was one of the top phrases that was Googled in 2018. Dr. Nicole Sapphire joins Fox News and explains actually what ALS is.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. A lot of people know this as Lou Gehrig's disease because famous baseball player had it. What it is it's a neurodegenerative disease. Essentially, nerves start dying, and we know it as an ascending paralysis, meaning it starts in your peripheries, so your legs, your hands, and it works its way centrally. So some people present with weakness, difficulty picking things up, tripping over themselves, and then eventually comes to difficulty breathing. The problem is your brain stays intact through this entire process, which is very difficult.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.